Hi, my name is Dr. Christie, and you are listening to In Between Visits. We are a team of healthcare professionals who want to see you thrive. The intention of this podcast is to support you between your visits through interviews, inspirational stories, candid conversations, and impactful information. We will motivate you on your journey, affirm your challenges, and reassure you you are not alone. We want to answer your questions and bring some joy to your day. Let's get started. Dr. Rochelle, I'm so excited that we're getting to chat again today.
I know, it's been a while since our last podcast. I'm glad we're doing this too.
I know. I mean, and I'm really pumped about today's topic. When you and I were brainstorming, you know, behind the scenes and discussing what we wanted to share with everyone today, I was loving this topic, mostly because I feel like this is such an area of opportunity. You are so brilliant with this, your ability and how you see how naturopathic medicine fits within the bigger picture. So today we're going to be talking all about the therapeutic order. And I feel like your years as a clinical supervisor at CCNM have going to be such an important aspect of this conversation. Hey?
Yeah, absolutely. It's like continuing education without even trying. The students and the fellow supervisors that I work with are constantly evaluating evidence and talking about clinical knowledge. I often in the back room discuss certain patients, obviously anonymous, with my colleagues, and we just talk about the most current research and what's working in practice. And I feel it really helps me in my personal practice because I'm constantly evolving. So it's a great setup, and I'm happy I have kind of those two worlds to work with.
And I'm so happy that you bring all of that knowledge to us and to our patient base here. I mean, there's so many times through my week where I'm like, oh, you got to talk to Dr. Rochelle about this. I mean, your ability to truly understand the biochemical markers and to really see where naturopathic doctors integrate within the bigger model is such a gem. So we wanted to break that down a little bit for you today with something that you and I talk a lot about. It's huge in our profession, the therapeutic order. So can you really share what that actually means from your perspective?
Yes. So the therapeutic order is lingo that we often use in our profession. So basically it's like the basics. Picture a pyramid, and at the base of the pyramid is lifestyle medicine. So we're thinking about stress management nutrition, mental, emotional, sleep, exercise, those kind of things, like the foundations of health. And then when you go a little further up, I don't normally say if somebody comes in with some gastrointestinal upset, I don't go to the $800 functional testing right away. We try the basics. I'm all about trying, I'm a frugal person, trying the most affordable, simple basics first. And often we get some resolution with just starting at the bottom of the therapeutic order. And as you go up it, maybe some blood work indicates some rampant nutrient deficiencies or some inflammatory markers or certain things that may need be addressing, or somebody is going through changes in perimenopause and menopause, and there may be some hormone replacement that's indicated to improve their quality of life. And then if we climb a little bit more up this pyramid, then we talk about drug therapy, which is absolutely indicated in certain circumstances. I think it's really important if somebody has debilitating anxiety and they've tried all the fundamentals first and it's really not making a difference, then drugs can be absolutely life-changing and help that person in the situation that they're in at that time. It's not the forever. And then at the very top of the therapeutic order is surgery. And when you think of it, drugs and surgery do come with some more side effects. So if we can get things addressed at the bottom of the therapeutic order, which improves quality of life, then that's the goal. But it's not a bad thing to have to work with the top two when it's indicated. What's your impression of what it means to you, Dr. Christie?
Well, not surprising. I mean, you pretty much are bang on in really how I see this. And I see it also very sort of philosophical from the perspective of how empowering it can be for the people that we're working with, right? So with patients coming in and trying to understand, you know, really how they can take charge of their health, as you mentioned, absolutely time in place for conventional medications and surgeries. But there's also times where we can start a little bit, you know, more foundational in that pyramid. And instead of maybe jumping to statins with high cholesterol, we can look at basics, like what about trying to support bowel function, adding more fiber and looking at, you know, the liver pathways. So how do we support kind of what's going on in the pathophysiology before we get to disease? And is there ways that we can influence health, you know, not by the concept of instead of, but even preventative before? And I think that's where the therapeutic order is so important, because it creates a language and it creates an access point when, you know, people are talking to their medical doctors as well as us, and really for us to find the appropriate treatment plans. One of the things that I'm incredibly proud of within our profession is, because of our education, we really have a sense of when to refer. So it's not about being irresponsible with people's health or avoiding necessary treatments. It's about recognizing where and when we can implement the naturopathic treatments, and which is, again, those lifestyles, the nutraceuticals, the bioidentical hormones that you have available in your practice. You know, it's when to implement those. And are there ways that we can, you know, focus on that aspects before we move into those medications and surgeries, which, as you mentioned, often come with side effects?
Absolutely. And I'll have to say, I always err on the side of caution. I'm one of the first people to refer. So if somebody's liver enzymes are a little high, refer, like abdominal ultrasound. Maybe there's some medications causing this. Inflammatory markers, maybe there's an underlying autoimmune disease. Bloating that we've tried everything for and it's come on suddenly and it's not going away. Sometimes the only marker for ovarian cancer is bloating. So yeah, that needs to be looked at. I look at and you do too, Dr. Christie, we look at the whole big picture. And if something's not quite right, and that's where a medical doctor is amazing, because they're like the gatekeepers. They have access to imaging and further testing. Like I said, erring on the side of caution to make sure everything's okay.
And I think that that is, you know, really how we can help patients become advocates for their health, to understand, you know, what questions to ask and when, and really be that supportive aspect. I also want to bring up the idea that it's not linear. You know, you mentioned, you gave a great clinical example of anxiety, and I can speak to that from another angle, you know, again, individualized medicine, where maybe, you know, well knowing, we all know the studies show that exercise can be very supportive in increasing serotonin, that neurotransmitter that helps people feel an increase in mood. And, you know, we know that, but the patient can't access that because of the very symptoms that they're managing with a potential anxiety depression. Mm-hmm. So in those cases, getting some conventional medical support can actually then be the gateway and the ease into some lifestyle components to kind of help them feel better. And so it really becomes a little bit of that chicken egg scenario, and looking at this therapeutic order very individualized as to where do we want to find your access or your entry point, not always just jumping to the top, and recognizing when we can't do the things that we need to do to support ourselves, you know, do we want to get further the further support to make those things happen?
Absolutely. I love that you point it. It's not linear. It goes back and forth. And sometimes naturopaths are the end of the road. So you get people on like multiple comorbidities and they're on 13 medications at a time. And then they come to you. I'm not feeling great. What can you do?
Exactly.
So working on like lifestyle medicine while you're on these medications can really be helpful in mitigating some of that. But I had a person, he was on 13 medications, multiple comorbidities. He was a type 2 insulin dependent diabetic. And through lifestyle medicine and correcting some micronutrient deficiencies, he was able to get off the insulin. And the endocrinologist is like, whatever you're doing, keep doing it because it's working. So we're not allowed to get people off medication, but we can work with the MD to get people off as they get better. And that's the thing. I hate the word alternative medicine because it's actually truly integrative. Mm-hmm. So that's the goal, is to work with the medical doctor together about you. It's about you and your health and feeling the best you can.
And I think that can be tricky, right? So the reality is that you and I in our profession, as well as a a lot of the patients who we see understand that. They understand that they want that integrative support. The tricky part is when maybe the conventional doctor either isn't on board or doesn't understand, or, you know, I often will feel frustrated and you know, with when patients come in and they're sort of in the middle, right? So they go to their medical doctors and they say, okay, well, I'm doing these things. And, you know, they can't have these open conversations with their GPs because the reality is that their GP doesn't really want to be integrated or doesn't understand where that fits. So it's, again, it's not an us against them. It really, really isn't. It is a conversation about how do you become your own advocate and how do you stay empowered in your health? So we often try to show people where they are, how they can support within that therapeutic order. But, you know, what if you do need to bring your doctor on board and you know, maybe they're not understanding or fully wanting to integrate with their naturopathic doctors? What do you advise around that?
Well, first off, I want to say my heart goes out to MDs because it is not an easy job. I mean, you have 15 minutes with a patient on multiple medications at times, and your goal is to make them feel better. So acid reflux, give them a proton pump inhibitor. Constipation, Restorilax. Insomnia, Zopiclone. You know, like it's the quickest way to get your patients feeling better without delving into the why. So, I mean, I can understand. It's just the way our system is set up. Like, they can't get into the whole psychosocial stress, nutrition. There's no time for that. Our healthcare system wouldn't be able to fund something like that. So, I mean, I understand why it's happening. If an MD has an issue with lifestyle medicine, I don't know what to say. I mean, that's a tricky one. What would you do, Dr. Christie? Because like, I'd say get a second opinion and you can always try and find somebody that's willing to work with a naturopath. And it's getting more and more common and more MDs are open to it because we're doing all the things that their practice isn't allowing them to do for time constraints. So yeah. What's your opinion?
I think, you know, great points. And I think I want to really start with that recognition of, again, realizing that everyone has a role. It's not about a one or the other. It's about having a role. And we absolutely, and the conventional system, thank gosh for those diagnostics and the ability to prescribe surgeries and or prescribe medications and have surgery for acute care or, you know, where it's indicated. I mean, we aren't trained in that. That's not totally outside of our wheelhouse. And it's not about an overlap. It really is about finding that place where it all fits. So I think really the message I would give to people who are in that situation is to understand what you are getting, to understand who is playing what in what role, not feeling resentful or angry because your medical doctor isn't sitting down and spending the time explaining about all the possible, you know, ways to reduce bloating and constipation, you know, to understand that that is a method. And I will often say to patients, like, I don't want people suffering, right? So if you can do these things, but get the understanding behind, then, you know, that is the reality or that's the outcome. I think, you know, understand, going in as empowered as you can, going in knowing that you have 15 minutes. And so understanding the questions. The reality is that medical doctors work with algorithms. They work with, you know, symptom pictures, understanding with those symptoms, what diagnostics to order within those diagnostic results, what is on the differential diagnosis, and ruling in and out based on really a flow, and then knowing there's treatment. So recognizing that if you have that 15 minutes with them, what things do you want to share, knowing that you're looking for a desired outcome of maybe that lab ultrasound, maybe that abdominal ultrasound, or maybe that referral to the gynecologist. And, you know, we don't want to go in controversial, defense starts a war, but we want to go in empowered. And that is fantastic from a naturopathic doctor point of view, because when you bring that information back to us, we can then work our side of your health and we can understand safely what is going on and make sure that, you know, we are within our scope and making sure that what we're recommending is responsible given where you are and what your needs are in the therapeutic order.
Exactly. And if you are on medications, will you double check everything to make sure nothing is contraindicated? Mm-hmm. I think Dr. Christie, you and I are very, very cautious with everything we do. So
absolutely.
That's a big part of it too.
I think, you know,
Oh, no, you go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, as I'm reflecting, I love this conversation. I mean, the more and more I'm in this chair and the more I see the, you know, the value and the role that we play within the larger healthcare system, the more I have, you know, a voice and an advocacy around educating the general public. And so I love this conversation today. And I really also, you know, feel that it's important that, you know, we start to, as our own personal health, start to be able to have these conversations with our conventional doctors.
Mm-hmm. And I really like OHIP is pretty, it's pretty strained, let's be honest. Mm-hmm. And in terms of blood work, they can only do the bare minimum because they're constantly being audited and overchecked and Big Brother's watching to see what tests are being being ordered. And I find one thing is it doesn't allow for a complete health check. I mean, mm-hmm. I found so many things that were a little off that wouldn't have been discovered because it doesn't follow the absolute algorithm. So for example, with thyroid, TSH can be a tiny bit high, but thyroid antibodies, if they're not tested, were through the roof. So that means that your thyroid's being like destroyed essentially. And in 10 years, you may not have a thyroid. Mm-hmm. So like having that, like what we do in the blood work to fill in the blanks can help with preventative medicine as well by addressing things before they get too far.
100%. I mean, how much of your week really is reviewing standard requisitions that your patients have gotten? I know that's mm-hmm. a standard practice for me where, if a patient has requisition or is going to their GP for baseline blood work, send me that requisition before you go to the lab because there's a strong chance that I'm going to be filling in the blanks exactly. with other markers. And then we get a comprehensive analysis of really not only disease presentation, but also prevention and optimization opportunities. So there's such a opportunity for all aspects of this.
Yeah, absolutely. So instead of looking at things that are outside of the range in a disease state, we look for optimal numbers and where you should be to generally, the research is showing is the best levels. So vitamin D, for example, that's a big one. So mm-hmm. Yeah. I also, before I know we're getting a little bit over time here, Dr. Christie, but I do want to just let everybody know to always keep your blood work mm-hmm. and imaging. Life Labs and Gamma DynaCare has allowed patient portals these days where you have access to all your blood work and also get a copy of your imaging. I've actually seen imaging where they've missed, nobody told them they have a 5-inch fibroid. So, I mean, always get a copy and start your own health file.
I love it. I think it's, again, I probably the exclamation on this podcast is really being your own advocate. I mean, we are 100% here to support you and understand, you know, where you are in that pathway within your health and what treatment interventions make sense for you at any given time relative to that therapeutic order. At the end of the day, you know, it really is for you to empower yourself, be the advocate, and be able to, you know, approach your medical doctor as well as us with that recognition of what supports you're going to get from each branch of medicine. And, you know, I really think that's such a new way, but also important way that healthcare is moving within, you know, the OHIP system.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, I think it's such an important conversation and I'm so excited that, you know, you're part of the team and that we really see this alignment. We really have a clear understanding. So if anyone is out there and you're like, you know, you're already patients or you're thinking about becoming a patient, I mean, this is how we do things. This is really our practice style. This is how, you know, we approach the art of the medicine. You know, it's what makes it so individualized. Well, at the same time, there is methodology, right? We're not just giving herbs and, you know, recommending that you, you know, never have gluten again. There is a deeper understanding far beyond the basic diet along with, you know, the supplementation. So that there is a role here that we want to play within, you know, people's health and really ensure that prevention and optimization.
Yeah, it really is a fine art.
We're artists. Exactly. Oh my goodness. There's a hashtag, eh? Health artist. Well, we'll leave it for there. And I really think this is an important conversation that we're going to continue to have. And anyone who's out there and wants to reach out and has more questions or book in, we would love to hear from you. Thanks so much for listening. And Dr. Rochelle, thanks so much for this. Always love our chats.
Always. Bye, Dr. Christy.
Bye. I hope everyone enjoyed this episode of In Between Visits, and I want to take a moment to mention Cartish Health Food Center. They're a locally owned and operated health food store in Ottawa with 7 locations in the city. They've got this dedicated staff committed to helping you find the right products you're looking for, whether it's supplements or groceries. They've got essential oils and all kinds of beauty supplies, really anything that you need to help you on your healing journey. They've been absolutely instrumental in my mission to ensure that you are able to optimize your health and live your best life. If you're looking for more information about them, you can find them online, you can follow them, cartish.com, and I know they're going to be happy to help.